Government needs to target the heads of these networks. We are talking to the provincial police about it, because that's the only way we think we're going to break this lock. You know, because these guys effectively put the business at risk, and it's jobs. You know, we one of the few gold mining mining companies, I think, that have not retrenched people. This problem is something that we will need to address. Some of the holes we've plugged were 5-meter concrete caps of reinforced steel. 2 weeks later, they've blasted a portion of it open. Then they go into the old working areas where we don't, you know, our people don't go in there. It's unsafe. And they stay underground for anywhere between 3 and 4 months. They've got networks that supply them with food, equipment. And the problem then is that every now and then, because they live underground in old areas, and we never get to these areas, we don't go into them,
yes,
try and seal them off and build dams and do whatever we can. And I think what happened in this case, we think, is that they probably cooked something underground and it lit the old timber. This fire broke out, and then, you know, some of them passed away. We would like to see the government form a special task force that go and target the top network heads of these illegal of this illegal mining network. You know, we need to remove this risk. You know, some of these guys we found have got better drill machines than we have. You know, with gold going over 1,000,
yes,
the problem just gets bigger.